The key to arrhythmia interpretation is to be systematic. Without a system, important findings will be missed. First step, always ensure that your patient is hemodynamically stable, because a patient who is tachycardic and unstable because of the fast rate may need cardioversion regardless of whether the rhythm is supraventricular or VTAC. Once you know that your patient is stable, by definition, you have at least a moment of time. I love the saying, watch your P's, Q's, and the three R's, because it reminds me of the five ECG parameters that always need to be assessed. It doesn't matter in what sequence you look for these five parameters, and I often change the sequence, depending on which parameters are easiest to identify on the tracing in front of you. But even if you don't know the specific rhythm, using this system organizes your thinking. It speeds up your analysis, and it makes it sound like you really know what you are doing, while at the same time narrowing down your differential diagnosis. P, look for P waves, or at least signs of atrial activity. Using calipers is invaluable for doing this quickly and accurately. The clinician who does not use calipers will miss many complex arrhythmias. Remember, if the P wave is not clearly upright in lead 2, then the rhythm is unlikely to be sinus. The Q, which stands for QRS duration. Is the QRS wide or narrow? I use more than half a large box in duration, that is more than 0.10 seconds, as wide, because some fascicular VTs are not overly wide and may be less than 0.12 seconds. Realize that sometimes a part of the QRS may lie on the baseline. 12 leads are better than 1. So that if all you have is a single lead rhythm strip, you may not realize that the QRS is really wide until you look at other leads. And the three R's, which are rate, looking both at the atrial as well as the ventricular rhythm to calculate rate, regularity of the rhythm to determine if there is regularity or almost regularity, versus complete irregularity versus group beating. The last R is related, which means that if you do see P waves, you want to know if they are related, that is conducting neighboring QRS complexes. In conclusion, far better than simply saying, I think the rhythm is atrial flutter or SVT, would be to define the five parameters by saying, there is a regular SVT, that is supraventricular or narrow complex tachycardia, at a rate of 160 or whatever the rate may be per minute, with or without clear sign of atrial activity. And based on the ventricular rate and presence or nature of atrial activity, you can then surmise a logical differential diagnosis, even if you are not yet certain of the specific rhythm diagnosis.